What's up, everybody? This is Marshall of PlexHop.com, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and you are listening to the Escape Artists podcast, episode number 3. I have a long drive back to where I'm going right now, so I figured I kind of got the urge to do a little podcasting, so I hope you don't mind me being in the car. But you know, I don't have, like I said before a few times, I don't have a ton of time to work on this stuff at home, unfortunately. So I am doing some of it in the car. And so far, the first 3 episodes have all been in the car. But and also, I just want to apologize. Last episode, there was kind of some clicking, some pretty prominent clicking in the first half of the episode. I think it was the my phone was bumping up against my belt or something, so I'm not going to do it where I have the phone in my lap anymore. I have a different setup. So that's what's up with that. So yeah, I just kind of had the urge to do a little bit of podcasting here. One thing I just wanted to mention was I just wanted to thank Gonzalex, and he's Gonzalex on Twitter at Gonzalex, GONZALEXX, I believe, and Rob Stenzinger. They both had, and he's at artgeekzoo.com. They both, gave me a little bit of feedback, you know, just, saying, you know, that they enjoyed the show and everything, and, that's really awesome, to actually get some feedback after the first show, you know. I've done a few false starts with podcasts and gotten, you know, you get some feedback and stuff, but I don't know that I ever got feedback on the first show like that, so that's really cool. Jose Gonzalez specifically actually took the time out to do a few audio boos to kind of tell me, you know, some constructive criticism and just let me know that he enjoyed the show and everything, and that was like, wow, you know, that was awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do that and really going through it. And partially, he also would like to do some podcasting too, I guess, so it was partially him testing out, you know, talking and stuff for a podcast, so that's really neat too. So I definitely look forward to the day when that happens. So yeah, once again, thank you, and for all the feedback, and a lot of the stuff you addressed, you know, are things that I definitely know, or some stuff maybe I didn't think of, but you know, it's really cool that you did that, because I really, basically I've been thinking a lot about it this week. What kind of stuff, what can I do to improve the audio quality? Like I said, I'm doing this a lot of times in the car. But what I'm going to try to do is not do it so much when I'm driving, but maybe, you know, go park or something and do it, or do it on my lunch break or something. I'm going to try to do that for starters. Also, he had mentioned a little bit about, you know, at least having kind of a list or something to go off of for the content, which I hadn't done previously. It was kind of more like a journal. You know, it's still going to be somewhat of a journal. Some podcasts will be a little bit quick. Some of them will, you know, be an hour more or less and more produced. But I have taken a lot of that to heart, because, you know, I think it is a good idea to have more of a focus with the podcast and not be just a journal, because like you said, there's a lot of people doing journal casts and stuff like that, and you know, that's a, even that is okay. Like, I don't mind being one of the many, you know, doing a journal cast or whatever, because like people have said, you know, it's more about your own voice. You know, I have my own opinions, my own voice, and if people are interested in it, that's awesome, and they can listen, and if they're not, that's cool too. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to appeal to the masses necessarily. I mean, of course I want as many people to listen as possible, but mostly I'm just doing this to document things and kind of figure things out here and in a public forum, and to, you know, build up a community a little bit. So yeah, and just because I love it, you know, I just really love podcasts, like I've said previously, and I love the idea of getting my stuff out there. So, you know, it will be somewhat of a journal, but I've been thinking about that, and you know, this podcast will be different in a few ways. One way is it will be like maybe a little more content as far as kind of marketing things and finding ways, creative ways. I mean, we're all creative as artists, but finding creative ways to get your stuff out there or to maybe market your work, or finding more creative ways, maybe some ways that aren't normally talked about, to getting you know, some jobs, some illustration work, or making money with this art some way, somehow, you know. Not that, you know, that's not going to be 100% the focus, because a lot of this will be about just the craft also, and what I'm learning as far as my craft and art. But you know, that's going to be one angle that, you know, other podcasts do get to from time to time, but maybe I'll emphasize a little more, just because I don't know, I feel like I have a few potential things that maybe are a little different angles of that. But anyways, so that's going to be one of the things that's a little different. And I suppose the mix between music and art craft will make it a little different, even though I'm definitely emphasizing the art more than anything. The music will come in a little bit. So that's one thing, another thing. And you know, I have a few more things, but I'll get to them as they come. But yeah, so I am definitely interested in making some improvements. I started this knowing that it was going to be kind of off the cuff, kind of me just kicking myself in the butt to get this stuff out, you know. So yeah, that's it, pretty much, as far as that. But like I said, I really appreciate the feedback. I'm not, you know, if you're worried of any offense taken or anything, definitely not. A lot of times, people might come with criticism, and even if it comes from nowhere, I'm okay with it, because I know what I want to do, and I know my faults. I'm pretty well acquainted with my thoughts, my faults, and so even if it comes from a source out of nowhere, it's really not too devastating. You know, sometimes it's a little bit, but but it's not so bad. But this is coming from, you know, Jose, which is somebody who I talk to quite often on Twitter, and you know, we've had correspondences through, you know, the Art and Story forums, through you know, me blog commenting on his blog, him commenting on mine, deviant art. I mean, me and him are happen to be connected through a lot of different ways, with all these social media things and different websites. So, you know, we've been talking for a long time, you know, now. So it's coming from, you know, Jose is like, that's like a friend helping you out, you know, or, you know, giving you a few tips that you might not have thought of. So it's definitely not offensive in any way, shape, or form. I welcome it. So that's what's up with that. And he wasn't offensive at all. And in his tone, he was very humble, I guess. And just like, you know, knowing that it's, you know, saying that, you know, he knows it's not easy. You know, it's things he struggles with too. But those were just some things that he noticed that would be helpful. So, yeah, that's what's up with that. And like I said, he also congratulated me on getting the podcast out and stuff. So I really appreciate that. It's very, extremely encouraging. So thank you. So enough with that, I guess. One thing I would like to talk about today is this idea of making money with art. I just feel like some of the ways, I don't know, I guess what I'm thinking is, I think there's a lot more ways to make money with art than some of the traditional ways that I've been hearing about. And, you know, the thing is I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure how I want to pursue making a living with art, but sometimes I think about some of this illustration work as maybe it's not the way to go. You know, I don't really know for sure, but you know, I hear the struggles of a lot of you know, friends and stuff online and stuff and podcasts, and you know, it kind of sucks. You know, I feel bad that people are struggling so much, you know, trying to get work and, you know, living on next to nothing sometimes, just trying to, you know, basically survive and whatnot. And man, I definitely feel your pain. I am going through that myself. Unfortunately, I'm not doing art, you know, to struggle and get by. I'm doing things that I'm not really even into. That's something I'd like to change. I suppose it would be better if I was at least doing art to do it, to get by. But the choices I've made in my life didn't lead me down the path I originally intended, unfortunately. So, you know, I've always tried though, but I guess maybe part of it is I haven't always had the courage, you know, to really jump out into the art world and try to make a living off of it, because, you know, I guess the people have a lot of times talk about how, oh, you know, the starving artist, it's not a realistic way to make a living and things like that. And luckily, through podcasts and stuff like that, I have come to realize that, yes, it is true that artists many times struggle, but at the same time, there's a ton of opportunity if you're, you know, thinking of things a little differently. And there are people making a living doing art. Just because they're not famous for it doesn't mean that they're not being successful in making a living. And I think that's what people tend to look at. They look at the famous examples of people who did all this art that's worth so much money now, like all these fine art paintings and stuff like that. But their whole life they struggled, and, you know, their art was worthless, you know, to people, or just not worth a lot. And that, you know, yes, that's a story, that's something that has happened in history, but it's not necessarily the norm. It's just those are things that stand out. And people tend to latch on to that as that is the way of the artist. And I don't think that's true. I think there is a lot of different opportunities in art. There's, like, for example, Jersey Droz at comicsaregreat.com and artandstorypodcast.com. He's become basically making a living at teaching art. And that doesn't mean he's not doing his own art. Also, he pumps out projects, you know. At this moment, he happens to be more focused on the teaching because he's, you know, doing some specific things to promote the Kids Read Comics organization. But, you know, that's because, you know, he has plans to kick that off and stuff. But regardless, you know, that's one way somebody's making a living doing art. He's talking about what he loves and creating what he loves, and he's making a living off of it. You know, I don't know his finances. I'm sure, you know, in some ways maybe he's not making as much as he'd like. I don't know. But, you know, he's making a living off of it and having success with it. And I really think that him and, you know, Mark and Kevin with the podcasts, with Art and Story Podcast and everything, and all that they have been doing, they're really, I think that there's definitely going to come a time where they're really being even financially successful, because they're working really hard, they're authentic, you know, you can tell that they love what they do, you can tell they have a passion for it, and they're getting their stuff out there. Seems like Mark Rudolph has been having at markrudolph.com has been having a lot of success lately, and also he's been working on a lot of personal projects, and it's so awesome to see people, you know, kind of getting to their potential, you know, fulfilling some of their potential, and having some successes. I really like seeing those guys have some success. So that's really cool. They're really good examples, you know, definitely encouraging examples. They're doing a lot of different things with their art. They're doing illustration work. I've, you know, seen that they've done like game design and concept designs, and I'm trying to think of all the different things. But they're also doing comics work for money, you know, that's awesome. So that's really cool. And you know, there's also, I've seen examples of other artists making a living off of, like, some of these sites like Etsy and stuff. Some people just making t-shirts and stuff. And that's really neat, you know. So there's a lot of avenues to pursue. And I don't know exactly where I want to go yet, but I have some ideas. And I guess I'm going to kind of just spitball some of these ideas that I've been having lately. And, you know, you can get back at me, you know, on at plexhop.com and let me know what you think. Maybe you have some ideas that I didn't think of. But I guess what's going on is, you know, I'm doing this the Glyph comic right now, and once that project's done, I want to, you know, work on some animation and stuff, but that's going to be like a long-term project that I kind of pick away at, you know. But what I really am going to be focused on after this comic is done is trying to find some ways to generate a little bit of income, a little bit of extra income with art, specifically. And some of the ways that I've been thinking that I could do this, well, let's see. One way I was originally thinking that would be good is last year, I think it was mostly last year, I did a few album covers for hip-hop artists, and I also did the album cover for my own album. And I guess I did about 4 in total. Couple for my buddy Cass Mehta of Scribbling Idiots. I think if you go to scribblingidiots.com, you can find information on him and his crew. So I did a couple pieces for him, full album cover artwork, and you know, it was me just basically seeing if I could do it. And you know, I'm not proud to say it, but it was kind of on spec. He did, you know, compensate me with you know, some CDs and stuff like that. But, you know, it was basically on spec. But part of it was, this was my first time really trying to do some real, like, illustration. And so I almost didn't feel right charging him. And, you know, I just, it was good to have the experience, because I've done so little with, I mean, that was the first time I really heavily worked with the art, plus adding it to, you know, a Photoshop. I actually don't use Photoshop, I use GIMP, but it's like basically the same thing. So that was the first time me really integrating that into a product. So I did it for free. I did tell him, though, after the first two, said that, you know, I can't do these for free anymore. But, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity to do the ones that I did do. And so there was that. And then my buddy Reveal, he's part of the crew I'm in, Shadow of the Locust. He needed some album artwork for an old album he did, but he never actually put out, like, into a CD. So you know, as kind of a favor, just because we're buddies, you know, I did that for him. But he did actually give me some money for that, so that was cool. But I didn't ask for it, really. And if I had the time, I'd love to do album covers and stuff for free, but it's not possible. It takes a long time to do an album cover for me right now. I mean, eventually maybe I can knock it out real quick. It's just one illustration. But when they want me to do the graphic design and stuff also, and put it, you know, into all the right specs for the CD duplication, that's what takes a lot of the time. And also, I've noticed coloring digitally takes a lot of time. A lot of it's probably my process. I'm still learning how to even do it. The way I do it is probably not the right way, because there's a lot of things where I run into problems where I don't know how to fix things when I mess them up or something. So I have to go in and, like, literally edit, like, pixel by pixel sometimes, and that's just, who has the time to do that? I definitely don't. So that's one avenue. And like I said, I also did my own album cover. And it was fun to do these projects. I really did enjoy them. But at the same time, I have to find a quicker process of doing them. I find myself going more towards the way that Mark Rudolph at markrudolph.com has been going. The way he's been talking about kind of using the brush pen and the Copics, and he's doing his Dagon comic, which, you know, he's getting almost, I think he said, I want to say he said like 50 pages or something of a comic, basically done in almost a month. He's been knocking out pages like every day, like more than one page and stuff like that, which from start to finish, which is crazy. But he's found a process that's really quick, and you know, this is for this project. I mean, I'm sure for other comics projects, they'll be more in depth. This one doesn't have any like word balloons or You know, the panel structure is very simple comparatively to other projects he's done. But it is, you know, it's impressive to see what he's doing, you know, in such little time. And, you know, if I can get a more efficient process down for some of these album covers, I'd like to pursue that. It's kind of tough, though, because a lot of artists don't have money to put down on, a lot of musicians, I should say, don't have money to put down a lot on their projects. So, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, they have this great idea, blah, blah, blah. And then you want to talk about the money, and, you know, they start talking about, well, I'll give you credit and this and that, and, you know, and it starts to get wonky. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, I may pursue that. We'll see. Another idea is art prints, which I'm just starting to learn and get into a little bit. I haven't made any yet, but I think what I'm going to do is I have a few projects that I need to do. You know, I only have, like, kind of a little logo for this podcast here, but I just kind of, you know, went into GIMP and put that together somewhat quick just so I'd at least have an image to put up. But I want to actually illustrate the logo and, you know, make it look a lot better with, like, some images and stuff that I have in mind. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get, like, double and maybe triple duty out of some of this stuff. For that, I'm going to create the illustration so that it's a piece that can go into my illustration portfolio, number one. And number two, it can be a print that can be sold, you know, maybe on a t-shirt or, you know, whatever. You know, it'll be hopefully something that's somewhat universal. So, you know, maybe it'll just go on stuff to promote the podcast. We'll see. So there's that, and then obviously just the fact that it's the podcast image. So there's actually three uses for it. So I'm going to do that regardless. So that, you know, that'll be maybe the first one of the first things that that I experiment with, getting prints done and selling them, like, on Etsy or something. And speaking about Etsy, you know, I've been doing kind of a lot of research on Etsy. It's interesting, with Etsy, you can actually go into people's profiles and you can see what stuff they have sold and, like, how many they sold on a certain date of different items. And so you can see kind of what people are buying. It's like direct information of what people would like to buy on Etsy, you know? And so I've thought about that, you know, finding something that is appealing, that I'm seeing that people are buying, but also interests me, and create prints of that, and try to sell those as prints. One thing that I noticed that people like to buy when it comes to art on Etsy is they'll buy a lot of prints with animals. So, you know, I like animals. I like drawing animals, cartoony animals, whatever. So, yeah, that'll be cool, and plus it's practice on drawing, you know, I'll get better at drawing, you know, different animals and stuff. But usually it's animals combined with something. So, like, you see, like, there's a lot of t-shirts that are sold that are just, there's this one page where it's just animals riding on bikes, like giraffes riding on bikes, like elephants, you know, rabbits, any animal you can think of riding bicycles. So, for some reason, I guess bike enthusiasts or just animal people who like animals, they just buy these t-shirts, and these people, I'm pretty sure, are making a living because they're off of it, because they're selling, like, 5-10 t-shirts a day, you know, at, like, 20-25 bucks a piece. And, you know, maybe they have some other stuff supplementing their income, but that's that's pretty neat. You know, they're making, seems like they're making close to a living or something, or at least a decent income just on t-shirts of animals riding bikes. I also saw one person who was doing prints, and it was just tons of animals drawn with just different hats on. Just like profile pictures of animals with hats on. And I'm like, really? I could draw an animal with a hat on? I mean, I'm not going to copy these people's ideas, but that's what I'm seeing, is that I've noticed a lot of animals doing different things. So what I was thinking is, if they're doing stuff like that, you know, maybe I'll test the waters with some animals doing things that I like. You know, animals doing things related to hip-hop or comic books or something like that. Or maybe just some other geeky things, you know, playing video games, things, other things that I like, you know, or maybe some sports or something, you know. I'm into a lot of different things, so, you know, it'll be fun to draw these situational things or something like that. So, you know, I'm going to experiment. I'll play around with that kind of stuff and see if I can get some traction on something. And then when I find something that's getting a little traction, then, you know, I'll try to run with it. So that's one thing I'd like thinking about doing. Also, another thing I've noticed on Etsy that sells is custom art. And I've played around with it myself, actually. I've so far done 4 pieces of custom art. 2 were directly off of my site. Just portraits of people. And then another two was graffiti, custom graffiti. I got paid to do some custom art with that. So, you know, those were kind of experimentations too. So we'll see. You know, they, like I said, those purchases though were somewhat few and far between. So I mean, I got one maybe a month. So that's not going to provide any income that's worth much if that's the rate I'm going to do it at. But just that little success shows that there's a potential there. And if I really push at it, you know, maybe I'll get, you know, a lot more. But the problem is I pumped those out as quick as I could. But one thing I noticed is that my process takes kind of a while. So, you know, to do 5 a day would take a whole day, you know. That would take like a good like 12-hour day or something, and that's just not gonna work out. I don't have a lot of time. So one thing that I think I'm gonna do after this comic is done is I'm gonna experiment with time. I'm going to try a few different methods of maybe portraits, of things, just drawings of maybe hip-hop artists that I like, or in cool poses, or drawings of, you know, animals or something, just things that interest me and I would like to draw. And I'm going to try, you know, using the brush pen and the Copic marker, see what I can do with that. I also like to try out some charcoal stuff because I've enjoyed that medium in the past. Maybe some pencil stuff, maybe just pen and ink stuff, maybe some color, watercolor stuff. Just try a few different processes and see what I can do in 10 minutes, or see what I can do in 20 minutes, or see what I can do in 30 minutes. I'm going to actually put a timer on and see, you know, maybe I'll notice that it takes me, you know, 45 minutes to do a piece that I think would sell. Well, then I'll practice that one thing and see, you know, if I can knock it down to 30 minutes or maybe 20 minutes. If I can do that, then I can potentially, you know, make some decent money. If I can make sure that I knock some of these things down to a small time, you know, then maybe I can potentially make some money. So there's actually double duty here too, though, is I really need to, I'm noticing doing my comic, I really do need to learn how to draw better, to put it as simply as I can. I just need to learn how to draw better. I mean, I draw decently enough, I suppose, but there's a lot of stuff I have not taken a lot of time out to practice, like just figure drawing and, you know, drawing of still lives and stuff. You know, I've done a lot of cartooning and, you know, drawing of anatomy and stuff when I was younger, a lot of that, and a lot of drawing of graffiti and stuff. But I haven't had a lot of time really just drawing every day. It's been like sporadic my whole life. So that's one thing I'd like to draw every day, even if it's just for like 5 to 10 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that. And I'm hoping, you know, at first I'm going to be testing some of these things out, seeing what I can do in short periods of time, and maybe selling some of those pieces on Etsy. But then I'm going to try to get maybe into some custom work, and once I get some processes that I like down, some efficient processes, you know, I'm going to see if I can, you know, oh, that was the point, was that will give me a lot of practice drawing people, drawing faces, drawing animals, you know, whatever it is that I end up drawing. And hopefully that'll make me a lot better for when I'm ready to start another comics project. So there's that. There's prints, and there's custom art, and there's album cover illustration. I used to always think it would be fun to do t-shirt design, but, for some reason, I haven't been interested so much lately in that, which is weird, because now the opportunity is way more there for me to make some money off of that than there ever was. Who knows, maybe I'll get inspired again to do that, and or maybe just some of the images I create will be something that I can also put on t-shirts. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to repurpose some of this stuff. So there's that. Another idea I was thinking of is if I can get a good efficient process down for animation, maybe doing music videos for artists. Thing is that would be at a very high cost, you know, per project. I mean, doing it all on my own, I mean, no matter how efficient I get at it, it's going to take a long time to do each project. Even 2 to 3 minutes of animation takes a very long time. I'll probably go a little bit more of a traditional route than some people go, you know. I don't know that I love the whole idea of, you know, doing animations where, you know, you make these images, but there's computer tricks with Toon Boom and stuff like that where you can, I don't know how it even works or what you even call it, but you put like actions on the joints and stuff so you can move the legs however you want, and, you know, set one point to another point and it'll move that leg that far or whatever. And I think it's makes it kind of a shortcut, but I don't know how natural it ends up looking eventually, as opposed to actually drawing it out. But at the same time, it takes a lot longer to draw it out. So there's a lot of different methods and stuff, and that's something that is going to take a long time to really learn and get my process down on. So that's a long-term possible money maker, but it's also just something I want to do for myself because I love it. I think animation is one of the neatest mediums out there, definitely. But I talked about the Man vs. Art DVD by Raul. Raul Aguirre Jr. That's me trying to say the name. Hopefully I didn't kill it. But that's what it sounds like when I hear him say it and stuff, so. Yeah, go check his website out, manversusart.com. He does have a DVD out there. talking about how to animate and the process, and I went out and purchased it, and hopefully that'll be coming in the mail soon, so definitely go check that out. Yeah, let's see, animation, custom art, prints, and album covers, illustration, t-shirts. These are all possible avenues, you know, to go. And I think what I'm going to do is probably focus on, like I was saying, some Etsy stuff. And knock on that wall. Big Party Time Illustration podcast.com with Joshua Kimball and Kevin Cross. They talked about, on the latest podcast, knocking down walls, basically, which has been really inspirational. Joshua Kimball was extremely emphasizing the fact that you should focus on one thing, you know, at least one thing at a time, and knock on that wall, and knock on that wall, and knock on that wall until you break it down. He said, you know, of all his illustrator friends and stuff that have worked, that have had some success, he's noticed that the ones that focus on one specific thing for a decent amount of time are the ones that have more success. And also the people who create their own projects a lot of times get work that's similar to what they like to do. Having their projects actually be kind of a resume or a portfolio for them. They also have talked about that on the Paper Wings podcast. I think it's paperwings.com. So definitely check that out. So I think that's what I'm going to focus on at first is some Etsy stuff. But those are some of the avenues I'm thinking of that could possibly be financially beneficial. You know, and that those, I think the Etsy thing will be something I can work on, you know, diligently, but it's a small enough thing where I can, you know, also work on my own projects at the same time. So, you know, knock a few of the Etsy things out in a week and then work a little bit on a bigger project. So that's my plan. I think my next big project will probably, I wanted to get another album out, you know. Probably won't happen in this year, but maybe at the beginning of next year. So, you know, that might be my next big project. I don't know. Maybe I'll work on a few little mini comics just to not get some more comics work out of the way. We'll see. Also the animation, I mean, those things may waver, I'm not sure. I've noticed that, you know, getting into these challenges are very motivating because you have to get it done and you don't want to disappoint. So that's been extra motivating. So who knows, maybe the next big project will be another challenge that I participate in. We'll see. So yeah, I guess that's about it. I just wanted to kind of spitball on some ideas for making money with art. Not that, you know, I'm making art only for the sake of making money. But I figure, I guess one of the things I really wanted to get through with this is, you know, there's art directors out there, and I could go and apply for illustration jobs and try to get into stuff that maybe I'm not so interested in. But why do that when maybe there's some opportunities for me to make some money with art that's more closely related to stuff I like, you know? I'd like you guys to be the art directors, my art directors. I'd like myself to be the art director. You know, maybe I'll just pretend that, you know, basically pretend that I'm, you know, doing illustration work, but I'm just doing it on my own projects and my own initiatives. So, you know, maybe your art director isn't necessarily going to be, you know, a big company, you know, somebody from a big company or a big job, you know, somewhere with illustration or, you know, even other people's projects. Maybe it's better to, you know, at least for me, I mean, it's all, everybody's different. Everybody has a different way of working, but maybe it would behoove me to, kind of take a more independent route with that. I don't know. I mean, seems like the people who have been successful that are examples for me have done both, a little bit of both, or a lot of both. So, I don't know. Maybe that's more. Maybe I should be knocking on doors for illustration work. I'm not sure. But I guess a lot of part of it too is I don't have the time necessarily to make promises. You know, I want to be able to make promises I can keep. And maybe working on my own projects or will teach me how to get to the point where I can make promises that I can keep, and then I can start knocking on doors for outside illustration freelance work. So, you know, that's my thoughts on right now so far on making money. Some of the other ways to make money that I didn't mention are, you know, not specifically art related, but, you know, through your website, through affiliate links and all that. And I think there's ways to do that where it's not sleazy, you know, and where it's authentic, meaning you are doing affiliate links, but they're for things that, or sponsorships, but they're for things that you believe in and things that you also use and would definitely recommend. So, you know, I'm going to play around with that too, you know, eventually, but, you know, I can only do so much, and I'm going to try to just make some little small goals first, and then maybe build upon those small goals. So, that's what's going on for Marshall, for PlexHop.com and the Escape Artist Podcast, I hope you enjoyed listening. Let me know if you have any comments or anything. I do have a phone line that you can call, and I'm going to try to get that up on the website in the show notes, and I'm going to try to memorize it so I can say it during these podcasts. And the next podcast I'm hoping to record either at home or in a car that I'm not driving at the time, so that the audio will be better for you guys, because I do believe in quality podcasts that sound good. There are podcasts that I listen to, but the quality isn't good, but the content is really good. And that's one thing that Jose was saying, was, you know, if the quality is not, you know, perfect, or it's like in a car or something, you have to compensate with other things. I think that's true. You know, there are podcasts that I have stopped listening to just because the quality is that bad. So look for improvements on this podcast. That, you know, please bear with me right now. But I do plan on giving you better and better quality as I go. And also being better at talking about these things as I go. Being more structured as I go. Hopefully you'll hang out and stick with me during that process. Thank you for listening this far, and you know, if you can tell some friends about the podcast, that'd be awesome. And I don't know, that's about it. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to you guys, and I hope you guys have an awesome week. Get at me anytime. God bless. Peace.